Okay. You make much cornbread around here? Is that something people do?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do at least.
Yeah.
That's one of our main treats is cornbread and pinto beans.
One of the staples, huh? Have you made cornbread yourself? Or?
No, I don't recall that I ever made it. Okay. I may have when I was
a
kid at home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I make it from scratch. I don't get a box.
Okay, how do you do that? I'm curious.
I put a cup of, for us, I put a cup of flour and a cup of cornmeal.
Okay.
Mix that together and, well, I put all the dry ingredients in. I put a tablespoon of baking powder and a little bit of salt.
Okay.
Some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Three teaspoons of sugar. I mean, 3 tablespoons of sugar and, let's see, what else? I used to use bacon grease or melted shortening, but we don't use that stuff anymore.
Okay.
And so I use oil.
Okay.
1/4 cup of oil and 1 egg.
Okay.
And a cup of milk.
All right. I'm sure you mentioned it, but what do you use to raise cornbread with? It is raised.
Baking powder.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to make yeast bread too.
Okay.
But I don't anymore.
Okay. Too much trouble.
And I like my cornbread thin. I don't want it raised way up thick.
Okay.
I like 2 crusts.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Is it the cornbread you eat kind of sweet or not so?
No, not really, no.
Because I'm living in the South right now, so you get some real sweet cornbread and some not so sweet.
Yeah, we have a restaurant. There's not one in Pueblo. I think there's one in Colorado Springs and Denver, I know, and down there in the Phoenix area where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Called Marie Callender's.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
You've heard of that?
Yeah.
And you get cornbread there, and it's just like, it's about that thick.
Yeah.
And it's just like cake to me. I mean, it has cornmeal in it, and which I don't really care for.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's too sweet, and it's too soft.
And I don't think you'd like it either. No, that 2 crusts.
I'd much rather have the...
My recipe, you're supposed to bake it in an 8-inch square, and I put it in an 9 by 10 or 9 by 12.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you drink many soft drinks?
No, not like the carbonated drinks. No, we about the only thing that way that I drink, which might be considered that way, would be iced tea or...
Yeah.
Or like apple juice or...
Okay.
Lemonade.
Yeah.
Do you have other words for soft... Do people use other words for soft drinks around here that you know of?
Soda pop.
Yeah, okay. Soda pop, yeah.
Okay. And that would include things like Coke and Pepsi.
Coke?
Yeah, Coke and Pepsi and root beer.
Okay. Had any moonshine?
Well, I don't know that there's been any in this area since, the late 1920s.
So it was pretty much a prohibition thing.
But there was some here along those.
Is that what people called it, moonshine? Or were there other words for it?
Yeah, it was moonshine or bootleg.
You didn't know of any people that made it then. You would have been a little young then, really.
Well, I knew of a fellow